Coming up on today's show, we get our regular Ohio Haunt update from Max at the Ohio Haunters Association. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and today is Thursday, October 22nd. Before we get on to the interview, let's cut to Daryl with the news.
We all know that rules and regulations are part of life of having a haunted attraction. Unfortunately, when you don't follow them, there are repercussions. Bayville Scream Park of Bayville, New York, has a notice on their website that warns visitors to come at their own risk. It says, Bayville Scream Park may be crowded and may not have social distancing. COVID-19 spreads when people are in close proximity to each other. According to the park's website, there are no precautions being taken amid the pandemic, and those who decide to visit must acknowledge they are voluntarily assuming all risk to exposure of COVID-19. According to the Nassau Fire Marshal's office, 200 to 300 people were at the attraction on Saturday night. Officers cited the owner for violating social distancing guidelines, and they have issued a final warning to the Bayville Scream Park on Sunday to get crowd sizes under control, otherwise they'll be closed down for the season. Other Long Islanders are also expressed concerns about other nearby haunted houses. One 20-year-old from Suffolk County said there really was no social distancing when she went to the Chamber of Hell in Hoppig on Saturday night. She says the group had to wait in line for more than 2 hours with hundreds of others. We thought there'd be at least like sections where you could wait with your group, but we were very congested together on top of each other, not 6 feet apart whatsoever, she said. Owner Robert Frankenberg says that while the 20-year-old may have had a bad experience, they do take guidelines very seriously. It is possible that the young lady might have had a group behind her and in front of her that maybe were talking on the phones and not paying attention, he explains. But we do take it very seriously. We have two gentlemen who were hired and their only job is to stand in the line and tell people to stay 6 feet apart. Frankenberg's establishment did not receive any violations from the Suffolk County officials. In Wayne County, West Virginia, 12 Pole Manor was forced to shut down its indoor attraction last week after reports of a complaint made to the West Virginia State Fire Marshal's office. In a rebound, the team from the haunt has made alternate plans to open an outdoor trail portion of the attraction only. We're thankful that we can have that part open, the post from the attraction's social media page said. Today we met with the fire marshal and we came up with a plan to give you guys a great show. They've also added an extra open weekend, the weekend of November 6th and 7th, versus the normal Halloween end-all. The trail will finish the Halloween season off and we will have it open for the Christmas special, the post says. Due to the alteration of entertainment, ticket prices will be dropping to $10 for regular admission and $20 for speed pass. The haunt runs from 7:30 p.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday nights. The change in plans came after the fire marshals inspected the attraction last week and pointed out several things that weren't up to code, including not enough fire exits, some doorways being too narrow, and some electrical issues. The closure came as a large shock to the attraction's owners and the community as well, Neighboring residents say they were looking forward to attending the haunted house. That indoor closure, though, also joins the Fear on the Farm, located in Winfield, and the Haunted Majestic, a haunted barge attraction in Huntington. Both facilities also reported that complaints have been made to the fire marshal close to opening or after openings of the attractions. It almost seems like someone has a hate on for haunted attractions in the area. Reaper's Realm from China Grove, North Carolina was in our news as there was a shooting in their parking lot. Tony Jenkins, the owner-operator of Reaper's Realm, told commissioners that he had never seen anything like the number of people that came into the haunted house in the night of the shooting on September 26th, which was the haunt's opening night for the 2020 season. He said that the main issue came from Charlotte area teenagers being dropped off at his property. We had 600 teenagers that didn't have a ride when the incident happened. Despite the indication that Reaper's Realm would be down 50% in customers' traffic, they had more people this Halloween season than they ever had before. Now we're trying to figure out every weekend how to solve a new problem. After the shooting, Jenkins said he had outlawed drop-offs and has only permitted cars to come onto the property, no customers on foot. Jenkins said that they've also required teenagers under the age of 16 to be chaperoned by an adult. Staff members have begun checking IDs at the entrance. Commissioners questioned Jenkins about the measures he's taken to improve security at the haunted house and offered suggestions on how he can make the operations more safe. Commissioner Mike Kasky advised Jenkins that he should probably consider adding a second entrance to the property in case of emergency, while another encouraged Jenkins to investigate online ticketing to reduce crowd sizes. Commissioners also brought up complaints they received from some of Jenkins' neighbors about noise extending past midnight, which is when the former permit required operations to cease. Former permit? Yeah, it seems that Tony Jenkins had previously applied for a permit, but it had expired, and he didn't realize it. After the shooting, concerns were raised, and he had to go back in front of the commission when they found out that his permit had expired. Although commissioners approved the temporary permit for Jenkins to continue Reaper's Realm for the remaining six nights of the Halloween season, they did so with several stipulations. He must have five county or municipal law enforcement officers on the property during operations, operations must cease and crowds be cleared out by midnight, and emergency medical services must be present on the property during operations. The big point of these stories today is, while we may not all agree on rules, regulations, and permits, you can be shut down by officials if you do not comply. Because we are only open for a short time each year, it's imperative that you follow all the current rules, whatever they are, and remember to renew your permits.
Thank you for going over those three stories, Daryl. We never enjoy hearing from haunts about violations, especially this year, but I think it's important that everyone be aware of what's happening and how other people are reacting so that you can be ready and have a plan if something happens with your haunt. All right, let's check on what's going on in Ohio. Max, welcome back. What's going on in Ohio?
There's a lot going on. I think pretty much at this point, all the pro haunts are opening. Everybody's opening and they've got their season going on. And I am hearing the same thing that I've been telling you now for several weeks, which is record numbers, big crowds, lots of people coming out. And it's looking really good. I should correct myself. There is one pro haunt that has yet to open, and they will be opening this week. So I'd like to mention them. It is Wolf Mountain Entertainment's Nightmare on Main Street. They are going to be open this Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and then the following Friday and Saturday. You can find them. Sorry, I had that open. Actually, now I'm realizing I don't have an address for them. I feel terrible. However, they do have a Facebook page, Wolf Mountain Entertainment. Find them on Facebook and you can learn about this event. And I think that's the last pro haunt that is opening this weekend. But I do need to make a mention that the Trail of Nightmares in Ontario, Ohio is opening this year. They have been open, actually. They had a year off, and so I wasn't aware that they were opening, but they are opening. So the Trail of Nightmares in Ontario, Ohio is going to be back in business, and they are opening this year. I would also like to give notice to a really cool home haunt that I know called the Haunt on Williams in Conneaut, Ohio, which is pretty much as far northeast as you can go in Ohio. They're going to be open every day starting on the 23rd through Halloween. So every single day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can go and check them out. And the reason I'm mentioning them is because this year is, they've been doing this for 30 years. This is year 30. So a big congratulations to this home haunt. And I actually saw a photo of them 30 years ago. And then to today, it's crazy. Everything that's built.
That's incredible. So, that's incredible. And I've seen them too. I've seen either them or somebody related in the area posting photos of this year's event. And it looks it looks incredible. I mean, some of these home haunt displays this year have blown my mind and they're definitely at the top of the list. So that's exciting.
Home haunts are definitely stepping their game up. So big congrats to them. So these are people that are opening. And I reached out to some Ohio haunts and I've been getting back some news. Face Your Fears Hotel of Terror in Springfield, Ohio. They're having a record setting season and people are loving the new virtual queue. And to give them some more entertainment while they wait for their techs to go into the haunt, they're bringing in a stage and a band for the last two Saturdays to go along with the carnival rides and games and food trucks that they already have. So it sounds like you can go to this haunt, you'll see a band, there's food trucks, there's carnival rides, there's all kinds of stuff while you're waiting for your turn to go into the haunt. So check out Face Your Fears Hotel of Terror in Springfield, Ohio. I also heard from the Maniacs in the Woods, which is near Youngstown, northwest of it, near Mosquito Creek Lake. Maniacs in the Woods is experiencing record numbers. Now they're moving things to where they're going to stop selling tickets at 10:30 p.m. This is to help mitigate some of the wait times because they're also dealing with some long wait times and some haunts are having to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And for a haunt like this one, they're going to stop selling tickets at 10:30 p.m. And they really appreciate all the support from the Ohio Haunter Association and also the Attractions Network. So thank you guys. Pergamum Haunt in Springboro, Ohio, had another record-setting weekend. They sold out Saturday, and they had every time slot filled by noon on Saturday. So even before they opened, completely sold out. So big congratulations to Pergamum. Now, since we're a little bit later in the year, this is the time when home haunts are opening. And there are several that wanted to get some notice if possible. The Terror on Shadow Leaf in Bellbrook, Ohio is going to be open every Saturday night from 5 to 9 p.m. Now, they would like you to know that from 5 to 6 p.m. is an actorless show. So you can bring your kids if they're worried about actors. So from 5 to 6, bring the kids or so that, you know, they don't have to deal with actors. And then from 6 to 9 is the regular walkthrough with their six actors. So Terror on Shadow Leaf in 4103 Shadow Leaf Drive, Bellbrook, Ohio. Check them out. Broomstick Hollow is a haunt display in Fairfield, Ohio. They are opening Fridays and Saturdays from dusk until 10 p.m. Last weekend, they had over 100 people just to come see a display, and it is a beautiful display with a big, beautiful sign. And get this. A wedding couple came by and asked them to do photos at the display. I'm like, a home haunt got a wedding couple there.
That's incredible. And also that name, I love the name too. I love the name, and that's such a neat just drive-by random experience, you know? And that's what happens when you put out your Halloween energy into the community, you know, this year. A lot of great vibes you attract.
Absolutely. And this one, Broomstick Hollow is near Cincinnati, Ohio. And when I saw the photos, I'm like, man, this is a good looking display and everything. So I'm not shocked that a wedding couple wanted to get photos there. So you know what? He didn't even tell me to say this. I bet you could just hit them up and say, hey, can we do creepy photos? I bet you he'll arrange a time. So find Broomstick Hollow's Facebook page for more about them. The Barnhill Haunt in Xenia is a display. They're also opening, and they've had busier crowds than usual. So go check out Barnhill Haunt in Xenia. The Addams Family Haunted Woods wanted me to mention again that they're going to be open October 24th, and then they're going to be open 30th and 31st. Tickets are $10, cash only. Open from 7:30 to 12:30. They are a family-owned haunt. They also have photo backdrops available, so you can do some photo photography and some selfies. And the staff is always happy to take pictures with the customers, so check them out. Other bits of news. Hell's Dungeon in Dayton, Ohio has a magician. Lucifer, the magician, is running around doing some magic tricks while you're waiting in line. I've seen his tricks. I do some tricks myself, and I've tried to, you know, usually when I watch a magician, I typically know kind of what they're doing. With him, I have no idea. He got me. He's tricked me. He's an amazing magician. So Hell's Dungeon has Lucifer, the magician there. This coming week, I'm going to be checking out the Phobia Haunted Trail out in Caledonia, Ohio, and I'm going to be going to Black Cat Crossing in Columbus, Ohio. So lots of places I get to check out. This week, I got to go visit Terror Maze in Springfield, Ohio, and I got to sit down and talk with Paul Deddy. So we recorded a short little interview here for you to learn about what he's got going on.
So we should cut to that then, huh?
I'm here in Springfield, Ohio at the Terror Maze here with Paul Deddy. We are in the middle of the 2020 season. How have things been going so far?
Crowds have been extremely large. Things have been going good. Reviews are great.
That's fantastic. So what are some changes you had to make for this year?
We have rules on entering with a mask, have your mask on, social distancing in the queue line, and we've added some more animatronics. We still have the same amount of people, but they're a little further back.
We're
at least 6 feet. Yeah.
So actors, animatronics, that's fantastic. Do you have any special events coming up here soon?
We've added another weekend onto the end. So the first weekend in November, we're going to have a blackout night. Maybe even a weekend. I think we're going to have a weekend. It'll be 2 days.
Nice. That first weekend. Blackout night. So, the Terror Maze in Springfield, Ohio, every Friday and Saturday for the rest of October, and Blackout Edition the first weekend in November.
What did you think?
Well, he's a look, this haunt has been around for almost 30 years. And you like before we even recorded that short interview, I was sitting and talking with him for like an hour and a half just about haunt stuff and everything. He has so many stories, and I love seeing these old-fashioned, old-timey haunted houses. Terror Maze is fantastic from my hometown, Springfield. So I really encourage everybody to go check it out. There's so many great haunts out there, and the home haunt displays are starting to open. The Scare Factor page also mentions home haunts, so you can check out the Scare Factor maps to, you know, see what's going on out there. And I just wanted to, you know, share that love out there. And there's a lot of great displays. And, you know, honestly, home haunting, I think, is kind of like the grassroots of it all. You know, these people know how to make their own stuff, and they build it, and it looks amazing. And these displays look fantastic. So, not just pro haunts, home haunts. Love them all.
Love them. One details I'm going to add in here. I did find the Wolf Mountain Entertainment. It is 320 East Main Street in Pomeroy, Ohio, directly across from the Ohio River. So for anybody that was wondering, there you go. I did check the Facebook page, doesn't have an address. So I was like, whoops. So the website does though. So here we go.
Look at me being pretty unprepared. That is Southeast Ohio, just so that you guys know. Yeah, Southeast, kind of close to the West Virginia border.
Perfect. And
thank you for looking that up.
Of course, I'm so excited for all these haunts too that are bringing in extra entertainment. And I love the idea of home haunts bringing in separate areas for you to take pictures with and make it more of an experience. Because you're right, it is the, you know, most people start as home haunters, I would wager, from my years of interviewing thousands of haunters. Most people start as home haunters. And that's also when you know, Halloween weekend, just going around, that's a huge part of what gets people overall interested in Halloween. You know, that's what it's like. They recruit the people that will eventually go and pay money to go to the home, to the pro attractions, because they get to start getting excited about it and see it. And it reminds people when they go through the neighborhood of what's happening. So love
it. Now that you just mentioned that, I'm so sorry I missed this. I'm now reminded of Mike Blumhoff. He is going to be opening his Highbury Cemetery out over there near Akron, Ohio. He's going to be opening, this is his second year in his new location at 281 Alexander Court in Copley, Ohio. He's setting up next weekend, and he's going to be running through Halloween week. Full display show is Friday and Saturday nights, and also for trick-or-treat. So this guy has been on Haunters Hangout multiple times. Fantastic home haunt. Goes up quick, comes down quick. He's a fantastic home haunter. So everything you just said, absolutely. And he's one of the best ones.
Perfect. Alrighty. Well, we're going to let you go so that you can prepare for this coming weekend, and we'll chat next week, the week of Halloween.
Yes.
All right. That's it for today. If you have news, please send it to us at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And please, please rate and review us and send this to a friend and tell us if what we are doing here every day is helpful to you or not.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.